Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 464 for Tuesday, July 7th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada Canola Market was down sharply Tuesday following the Chicago Soy Complex as it moved down sharply. Chicago soybean, soy oil, and soy meal futures were all seeing huge losses Tuesday, reacting to a sharply higher U.S. dollar and better-than-expected U.S. crop conditions ratings. Canola values were anywhere from $8 to $12 lower, November down $8.30 at $523.90 per ton. Additional downward pressure came from ideas that canola is looking expensive relative to other oilseeds. A lack of buying interest from the funds added to the bearish tone, as did a pickup in selling from speculative traders and end users. Forecasts calling for beneficial rainfall in the dry regions of western Canada this week further undermined values, though the return of hot, dry temperatures nearing 30 degrees Celsius is raising concerns. Sharp weakness in the value of the Canadian dollar was also supportive for canola as it made the commodity more attractive to foreign buyers. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were untraded and unchanged. Looking at U.S. markets, soybeans and wheat were moving lower, while corn was narrowly mixed. Soybean futures were anywhere from 25 to 32 cents lower, the most active November contract down 30 and a quarter cents at $9.85 and three quarter cents a bushel. The selling was linked to better than expected U.S. crop conditions ratings. The USDA left the good to excellent rating unchanged at 63%, while traders expected it to drop. Profit-taking on recent sharp decline advances and strength in the U.S. dollar were also bearish. Though the size of the upcoming U.S. soybean crop is still murky due to wet conditions during planting, which was providing some support. Corn values were narrowly mixed after a volatile trading day. Some of the support was linked to concerns about wet weather returning to the U.S. Midwest later this week. Values for corn were anywhere from 5 cents lower to 2 cents higher, September up a quarter cent at $4.23 and a quarter cents a bushel. Crop conditions improved 1 percentage point during the week ended Sunday, according to the USDA, which was bearish, as was a stronger U.S. dollar. Wheat values in Chicago were weaker Tuesday, as a strong U.S. dollar made U.S. wheat supplies more expensive on the global export market. Prices for wheat were anywhere from 7 to 12 cents lower, September down 7 and 3 quarter cents at $5.85 and a quarter cents a bushel. Reports that farmers made good progress on the U.S. winter wheat harvest over the weekend weighed on prices as well, as did improving weather in Russia. The ongoing worries about reduced quality for the U.S. winter wheat crop remained supportive. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, July 7th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.